It's now 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. And here with us today, I'm going to ask her to just start right off with playing a song, and then we'll talk a little bit. But I'm really intrigued and pleased to have her here. Her name is Jenny Morgan, and she was raised in Austin, Texas, and came to Pittsburgh relatively recently. We'll take a listen to a song of hers, and then we'll get to know her a little better. Here's Jenny Morgan.
Thanks.
Just a baby, well, my father went to sea. My mother ran away from me and started her new family. But I could hear a soft wind through the trees. Songs were playing just for me. And it brings me back around. So gently played across the room, where I would sit upon the floor and wonder what my heart was for. Then the rain came drumming all around, how I fell in to that sound. And it brings me back around. I thought I found a love, but tears fall hard and walls come crashing down. Don't misunderstand me now, 'cause I've moved on and now I found a song to sing. And there is so much joy up speed with every turn. Control has never been our own. You think that we would learn to ride upon the rhythm of the wind. It's coming like a train.
Jenny Morgan at the Saturday Light Brigade. You have a really pretty voice.
Thank you very much.
Just, I don't, pretty is, I'll use pretty, but
right,
it's more than pretty. Pretty sounds like a shallow comment, but no, it's, there's a real quality to your singing from the first note that is both authentic and almost from the hills, but then a more singer songwriter kind of evocative sound comes at the same time. It's hard to explain what I'm saying, but it's a good thing.
Thank you.
What brought you to Pittsburgh from Austin?
Well, I'm here due to my husband's job. It's a work-related move, so It wasn't like a music career move or anything, but I've actually found it to be a very pleasant surprise. I wasn't very familiar with Pittsburgh beforehand, and there's a lot going on here. It's really, I've enjoyed it so far.
Oh, I'm
glad.
Met
a lot of great people, a lot of great music, theater, art, everything.
Yeah, there's a lot that we take for granted. I think those of us that have been here all our lives, as I have. You were raised in Texas?
I was raised in Texas.
And when did you decide to play an instrument and write songs?
I don't think that I ever really decided. I think I just, I don't know. I always remember singing and really kind of obsessing over any music that I could get my hands on. So it's just kind of part of who I am, I think.
I'm curious, and I know you're asked this all the time, but if let me explain to you that Jenny Morgan is playing guitar left-handed, and she's also playing upside down. And I forget where Christine Lavin, do you know the folk singer Christine Lavin, based in New York, Greenwich Village? I think it was in her book. I'm pretty sure she's left-handed because I don't know why all she would have brought this up. But she said, you should learn to play a right-handed guitar rather than stringing a guitar differently or purchasing a left-handed guitar, because if you don't, you're going to go places where you don't have a guitar and you're going to want to use somebody else's, and you won't be able to unless you learn to play a guitar that, you know, is the typical guitar.
Right.
And you're playing a guitar that is strung exactly the way, except you've got the lower strings at the bottom and the higher strings at the top because you've got it upside down.
Right.
And you're actually strumming and picking in reverse, I think.
Yes, I am. I am self-taught, and really none of it, there was no thought put into any of it. It's just what I did. And you know, when it came to the point where people were saying, well, you know, you probably want to turn it around, get a left-handed guitar. Like you were saying, you know, it's very logical to just be able to play any guitar that's around. So
yeah.
I just stuck with what I was doing.
I think a lot of people are self-taught. And I know that there are times if you try to change that, it is really a struggle because changing form and structure is very difficult if it's from what you're used to. Now, as a songwriter, competing at Kerrville has to be amazing, not to mention actually having a song or more placing. You mentioned that music always seems like it's been part of your life. Do you remember a time when you really wanted to start focusing on your songwriting?
Probably when I was about 19, yeah. I probably, because I wrote a lot of poetry when I was in high school, and I always loved to sing. And I guess the two just kind of, you know, as I started focusing on popular music like teenagers do, and just kind of came together, oh, I could probably try to do this as well. And you know, everything just sort of fell into place.
Now, tell me about the song you opened up with.
It's called Brings Me Back Around, and it's kind of about that, you know, that we all find pain and loneliness in our lives, but if we can create art and reach out to other people in doing so, we kind of have this common, you know, bond, and it makes everything all right. It makes everything good. Music did that for me, yeah.
Yeah, let's take a listen to another song. If you're just joining us, Jenny Morgan is who you're hearing. When did you come to Pittsburgh, Jenny? How recently has it been?
Oh, gosh, I've been here about a year now.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, I've said this before. Ricky and I are more or less from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And we moved to a new neighborhood 24 years ago, and we're still the new people on our street. So, you know, Pittsburgh can be that way sometimes. Jenny's album is called The Songs I've Sung, and you can also learn more about her at her website. We've linked to it, or you can go to jennymorgan.net. What would you like to do next?
In talking about Kerrville, that was a while ago, and one of the songs that I performed in the competition, it's called Brother Rain. And I'll actually be, it will be on an album with the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle this next time that they release it. and I'm recording it right now, so it's kind of an old thing that I brought back around, and I'm doing a different way. But this is called Brother Rain.
Jenny Morgan at the Saturday Live Brigade. That was a really beautiful song, and that goes some years.
Way back, yeah. That's one of my first songs, actually.
It sounds great. Your EP, and I'm glad to hear you're working on recording that song, which
Thank
is
you.
Not on the EP, but it's called The Songs I've Sung, and you were mentioning that the art on this has a special story. We were talking off the air. There's a beautiful hillside with a church and a couple houses in front of it, heading up, in a pretty idyllic-looking valley going up into the hills. Who made the art here? It's beautiful.
Well, the artist was named Lucia Tiunelis, and she was from Lithuania. And when I recorded the album, I was in college at Texas A&M University, actually. And when I was recording it, I kind of wanted to find a regional artist just because there was so much of that place in my music. I thought that would be fitting. And I found her work through the internet, and I met with her, and she actually didn't speak any English. I had to speak with her daughter for translation. But I gave her my music, and she listened to it, and she created that artwork out of flower petals. It's pressed pressed flowers and leaves. And she, listened to my songs and created that artwork.
It's really beautiful. So this came out as the petals were incorporated into the paper that she printed.
It's pressed. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard to tell in the photograph, but in the actual work of art, you can see all of the layers.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And she didn't begin her artwork until I think she was in maybe her 70s.
And, oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was assuming this was a younger person.
She, yeah.
Well, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Andy, I don't know how critical the adjustment you're making is. Things have been sounding fine, but we're going to get right back to another song coming up. And what would you like to do next?
I'm going to play a song called River Run. And there is a song on the album called Running on the Brazos. And this is kind of the sequel to that song. It's part two of the story. So,
thanks.
It's kind of interesting to listen to them flip-flopped and get all of the information after, the second part. So,
once again, here's Jenny Morgan.
This is called River Run. Stay.
is on my head, I'm running dead. And now that's no way to be. Out here running on the river. So I'll find someone to set you to. But I'll come running back upriver.
Jenny Morgan at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a nice little treat at the end with summertime and also the lyrics to it. You've got a young fan out there watching.
Hello.
I don't know if you can see her. Actually, three young fans out there, or three fans out there. If you, by the way, as you're listening, if you have any questions, anything you're curious about with Jenny, feel free to message them to us. You can use instant input at slbradio.org. You certainly can call, and Ricky will relay them to me too, 412-586-6300 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Oftentimes it occurs to me that there might be things you're wondering about that I'm not asking. I was trying really hard to listen to the guitar as you were playing it. I don't know if you've thought much about this. I do think there's a different sound. Of course, you have your own style of playing. But I do think in the way, you know, the movement of a hand, replacing the ups with the downs, so to speak. And it's neat. I mean, I'm hearing something. And it might just be your style of playing. But I always say when I get like this, my engineering background is showing up. Trying to think about the angle that,
and I have absolutely none of that.
Yeah. But no, there's something I'm hearing as you play that I don't typically hear.
Yeah,
and it's I mean, you're playing beautifully, but I'm just hearing something different too, which is nice.
Thank you.
We have time certainly for a few more, okay. Probably three or four more songs. Are you playing out much?
I am. I'm starting to play out quite a bit. When I first moved here, I tried out a lot of the open stages, and I still try to frequent some of those. I've kind of connected with, you know, various musicians that I have some things going on with now as well, which is great. I love performing solo, but there's nothing like making music with other people and adding those elements to it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's got to be a little tough to, I mean, change locations. I was looking, you're going to be playing in Georgia and North Carolina, so you're no stranger to travel, I'm sure.
Right.
But to suddenly live in a new town and look for, you know, musicians that you connect with and feel good with, it's got to take a little bit of moxie, especially if you haven't done it before, right?
A little bit. But, you know, all I ever wanted to do was travel and perform music. So it's been a great adventure, and I'm enjoying it.
Now, the Woody Guthrie, most people know Kerrville as, you know, a songwriter's festival and a terrific songwriter's festival.
Right.
The Woody Guthrie Festival, I don't know as much about the songwriting award you have there. Was that in Oklahoma or?
It was, and I didn't actually. I was a runner-up finalist, and so I didn't actually get invited to play at the festival. Woody Guthrie, for me, is kind of like a hero, you know, fable myth that I knew about from a very young age. And I just happened to find the contest and submitted to it.
Well,
and,
it being a runner-up is nothing to sneeze at.
No, I was very excited about it.
That's incredible. And early this morning, there's a brand new CD out. There have been a lot of CDs released, with this being the centennial of Woody Guthrie.
Right.
But Pete Seeger just released a CD called Pete Remembers Woody. And it contains firsthand stories, freshly recorded, from Pete Seeger talking about Woody Guthrie, and they're incredible to hear. And in most cases, they're juxtaposed with modern performances of some of Woody's songs, and in a couple cases, historic performances that they remastered and put on. It's a really
That's
neat
fantastic.
Recording.
Yeah.
It's fun to see so much attention being paid to him again. Have you read his books at all, Woody Guthrie's books?
I haven't. I read a little bit of a biography, and you know, I've read some of his writing, and I actually read a bit of Khalil Gibran, who was his favorite poet. And you know, I've gone through several phases in my life with music, you know, kind of being obsessed with a character, and I had that time with Woody for a bit, and then, you know, moved on to something else, but.
One thing Pete Seeger brought up, I was going to say he brought up this morning, we played this recording, you know, this morning, and actually we didn't. I was listening to this earlier in the week, not that it matters that much. I didn't realize Woody Guthrie was 5'4". I never really thought about how big Woody Guthrie was.
Yeah.
and he was mentioning that Woody Guthrie played, I think, at a strike venue or something in the minors, or the workers were patting him on the back and practically knocking him over because of his stature.
Right.
You just don't think of Woody Guthrie. He's so larger than life.
Sometimes very big personalities, though, come in small packages, yeah.
Jenny Morgan is who you're listening to. JennyMorgan.net is how you can learn more about her. And there's an EP out on Canon that is available. And it contains a few of the songs you've heard so far, plus some others, too. What would you like to do next?
This is a song that I am recording at the moment. I'll be releasing it on iTunes probably in another month or so. It's called Sayulita. Sayulita, Sayulita, I'm walking out upon the sand with gold in my hand today. Sayulita, I'm paddling out beyond the reef. Oh, I have to shed my grief today. Hey, hey. This life can be so short.
ocean to a wave. Oh, I have to be brave today. Hey, hey.
Beautiful song. Have you toured internationally at all? I'm curious.
You know, I spent some time in Europe, and I played out on the street, but I have yet to tour internationally.
How did that go?
It was fun. It was when I was first playing, and I stayed in England for about 2 months and traveled around a little bit. And one funny thing I was telling somebody the other day is I played down on the underground. And I made just enough money for my my tube token to get in and then get back out. So
and you minded the gap too.
I did hope. Mind the gap. Yes, always.
It takes a lot of courage to busk. I think, although I really like to listen to buskers and will stop and spend time. Did you find that people were, you know, paying attention?
You know, in a city like London, half of the people are rushing past, you know, tossing an annoying glance. And then some of them do stop, and typically it's musicians or other singers who stop and kind of listen for a bit, or children, you know. So, but it's a good practice, and I enjoy doing it all the same. I mean, even if everybody's not gathered around.
There's actually a few video services where you can point your webcam at yourself and busk, and there are virtual tip jars where people tip you. And they're tied into their PayPal account, so they're real tips. And I believe, and I am sorry that I can't remember the name of the one that comes to mind, but a friend of mine was participating in it. And you actually, whoever got the most tips that night was given like an extra $20 by the operator of the website. But it was really interesting.
That's a great concept.
Yeah. Despite the fact that I really appreciate things being live and in the flesh and local, it was kind of neat because this brought a worldwide, you know, flavor of all of the different folks performing, which was just a lot of fun. Jenny Morgan is who you're listening to, and it's just very, you really, the combination of your voice and your guitar playing and songwriting are really special. You mentioned liking playing with other musicians and collaborating. Have you mostly performed solo, though, when you've worked? I mean, is that your
mostly
preference?
Mostly I do perform solo. It's not so much my preference as much as it can be difficult, particularly when you've moved a lot, you know, to get people together. And I used studio musicians on this album, the songs that I've sung. But I think for my next full album, I would like to have, you know, a legitimate band that I'm playing with, and I'm working on that right now. So
I think it's got to be hard too when, I mean, the songs are so personal, as are the arrangements, and to find people that you can be creative with, but also lead in a way that is faithful to the music you've made is probably a challenge. I would think
that's a good point. Yeah.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 17 minutes before noon. In a little bit, Jenny's son is actually going to join her to sing. Not just yet. What would you like to...
I think I'll play one more song, and then I'll bring Finnegan in here.
Sounds good. I was going to ask him his name. He's out there. Finnegan is.
Finnegan, yeah.
What's the name of this one?
This song, I'm just going to call it For Finn. I don't actually have a name for it. It's kind of a work in progress. But I'm gonna give it a go.
For now, fourth in.
For Finn.
For Finn. I'm sorry. I thought you said fourth in, and I'm thinking, well, wait, I think
that
we've
make
done
any
more.
Sense.
Well, it would if it's like always, this will always be the fourth song that I play. Finn, again, it's time for your close up. Come on in. Is he?
I'm not sure. Finnegan.
Hey, Finnegan, come on in. If
here
he comes. Oh, you're coming around the other, coming around the back door. Finnegan, hi. How do you like Pittsburgh so far?
I like it. I like our neighborhood. I like my school. It's a pretty cool place.
That's a good answer. I'm happy to hear that. What school do you go to?
Fox Chapel Country Day.
Oh, that's a good school. I've been there. In fact, we may be doing a project up there soon. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice area. Are you living up near there too?
No, we actually live in Penn Hills.
Yeah, we live in Penn Hills.
I grew up in Churchill, very close up to there. How old are you?
I'm 10.
And I have been looking at your shirt. Oh, Chet Vincent.
Yeah.
Very nice. I couldn't read it, but Chet Vincent and the Big Bend. And we know Chet. And
we're fans of Chet as well.
Chet's a good guy. He was here not too long ago with that Alphabet lady.
Yes, she's great also.
Yes, she is. So you guys have a song you're going to do together. And I can't remember, is this the last one you're doing?
This will be the last one, yes.
It's really been nice to have you here. How old are you?
I'm 10.
So you're going into...
Fifth grade.
Excellent. What do you like to do when you're not singing with your mom?
Climb trees, maybe play on my guitar. Just do random things
a boy
would want to do.
That's a good answer. I'm glad to hear you're playing guitar. Is your mom teaching you?
Well, Finn is at City Music Center at Duquesne University.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
he'll be going into his second year now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like to play?
I play country, acoustic.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have between 10 and 11 every week something we call our Youth Expression Showcase, where we have kids play on the air all the time. Now, today it happened to be a classical pianist. Last week it was a boy who plays ukulele, preceded by an 11-year-old who sings songs and plays piano. So you're welcome to do that sometime. We could schedule that. Have you written songs?
Written songs? No, not yet.
But you could cover your mom's. That'd be kind of fun. And then you write her a check, and that'd be neat. We could come up with some sort of token economy within the family, although it probably wouldn't get you much further ahead.
Probably not.
What is the song called, Finn, that you're going to sing?
Edelweiss.
Oh, what a nice song. Yeah. A perfect song. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
And look at jennymorgan.net to learn more about
her. ReverbNation.com /Jenny Morgan. Yeah.
Thank you. That's the site we linked to.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it's kind of dated.
And I was looking at what was on the CD thinking that we might have made a mistake.
No.
We linked to your Reverb Nation site. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Okay.
So we've linked to that site or Google.
Or Facebook.
Yeah. Jenny Morgan Music Pittsburgh or something like that.
Yeah.
I think you'll find her. So here is a song I know you'll recognize by Jenny. I have to ask you this question.
Yeah.
My experience is that there are most of my friends with the given name Jennifer are Jennies, Jens, or Jennifers, and never the three shall meet.
I have been all of them.
But there's one you clearly prefer, Jenny.
Yeah, I come back to Jenny. But yes, and actually different people call me different things, so it's kind of...
I have a friend named Jennifer, who I know is a Jennifer, and her brother calls her Jenny. And I happen to know that particular Jennifer prefers least to be called Jenny. And I said... Why are you calling your sister this? She doesn't really, but it goes back to childhood. He's not going to change.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine poked her head in a second ago. I saw her. Her name is Jen. When I meet people with that name, I'm often curious.
You know that it's
it's one of those three. But Jenny, thank you for being
you.
With us. So we have Finnegan and Jenny together.
Yeah. Small and white, clean.
Jenny Morgan, thank you, and thanks to you too, Finnegan.
And then, of course, he said, if you want to learn about this country, Pete, you ought to learn how.